RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
We're back, folks. Laura's on the phone with us, giving thanks for the good news about the impending, we hope, election of Judge Roy Moore. And Laura, you know, something I've talked to other people who, you know, are supporters of Roy Moore and so on, but the key thing, I don't know, I think you were with us on the show when we heard the biggest demonstration that Roy Moore is a great man to me was the wall of women, exclusively women, who assembled all over the steps of the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery, Alabama, and women who had known Roy Moore since he was a child riding the elementary school bus. There were women who had known him for 50 years and women who were, had been his girlfriends. These were all the women in his life, people who, from every one of the different offices and positions he's held, who worked at the same desk as he did or worked in the front office of the same office or an adjoining office. They knew everything about Roy Moore, women from the small towns in which he has lived. And these ladies made the very interesting point. They said, wait a minute, we're talking about the South here. We're talking about Alabama. We're talking about towns of, you know, only a couple thousand people. And they said, you don't think in the South that in a town of a couple thousand people, every woman doesn't know what every other woman and knows what's happening in the town? Do you think somebody could keep a secret, sordid sex life secret for 40 years? And then they're also saying, and do you think that we Southerners, if there is a problem like that, that we wouldn't take care of it ourselves? We don't need to sue you in court. We will take care of the problem. This is the South. So it's only these Yankees, these reporters from the Washington Post and the New York Times, who can possibly have the fevered imagination to believe that, Judge Roy Moore? Well, what was wonderful was to see these ladies. I loved there was not a single guy in the, it was a Women for Roy Moore rally, not a single man. All of them were saying, they didn't just say he's a good guy. They didn't just say these charges aren't true. No, they didn't say that. They said to a woman, they said, this astounded me. I thought, how many men do I know who could assemble a wall of women who would say, all of them, I've never seen him do one wrong thing.
It brings you to my second point.
Yeah.
Psalm 91 says, let them be ensnared in their own trap. And look what's happened. They tried to snare, trap Judge Roy Moore into this sexual thing. And they all got ensnared in it. I love it. It couldn't have worked out any better.
Yes, and one of the people ensnared in that is one of our favorite people to hate, Gloria Allred of Los Angeles. I've met her. Gloria Allred, her maiden name, Gloria Bloom. She is the one who has produced this fake yearbook with a faked Roy Moore signature signed Love Roy Moore to this woman who undoubtedly forged it, just wrote it in herself into her yearbook, and huge mistake. She copied the Roy Moore stamped signature on her own divorce papers, which were initialed after the stamped name Roy Moore, which she copied. She also copied the initial of the staff administrator, Delbra Adams, who initials these stamped signatures to authenticate them and to let the, you know, in this case, not the judge Roy Moore. Well, yes, in that case, it was Judge Roy Moore. He was a judge at that point. But the in the signature that this woman copied. But the DA stood for Delbra Adams. The woman copied that thinking, well, it must mean district attorney. Well, he wasn't district attorney at the time of this yearbook. He was a deputy district attorney. Deputy district attorneys do not sign themselves district attorney any more than colonels sign themselves general, and or captains sign themselves general. He furthermore never signed his name with initials behind it like that. So they were caught. Gloria Allred caught red-handed, pardon the pun, falsifying evidence. You lose. You're disbarred for that, Gloria. And it's no mystery why she is no longer waving that annual in press conferences, which she exists for press conferences. You can't tear her away from the cameras. She runs down the street in her red skirt chasing these cameras. She's not waving that smoking gun annual anymore, because it's a smoking gun pointed right at her now. If anybody gets their hands on that, if it's examined by experts, she'll lose her. She will be disbarred. So I can guarantee you that thing is very well. It's not in her house. It's not where anybody could seize it with a warrant. She has got that thing hidden away. And I will also bet a dollar to a donut. She has shredded it, burned it, scattered the ashes, buried the ashes in a field somewhere, because that's the end of her law career. That and you say it's snared in their own trap. Yes, Laura. So the
they're not working, because they even brought out Charles Barkley. They tried to bring out the race card. Oh, that he's a racist. I thought, well, they're going to Plan B now.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news in this, you know, restores our faith in our own people, Laura, because, and we have to have really strong faith in our own people, because now it's not like the days of Kennedy and Nixon when, you know, half of the white people could vote, you know, for what you could say would be the preferred guy from our patriot point of view. And about half of us could vote for the wrong guy and we'd still be okay. The good guy or the better guy could still win. Well, not anymore. Pretty much for the plan A, the political route to work for us white folks, we all have to vote together as a family. White folks have to stick together, and we have to have some huge 90%+ proportion of us who vote, as in the case of Donald Trump in 2016, have to vote for our guy. If a large percentage of white people were to vote for Hillary Clinton, we're toast. That, you know, we could not have won right there. So this is going to get, it's going to get tougher and tougher. We have to be more and more. We have to have greater and greater solidarity with each other. Now, does this, for those people who've been naysayers about the political route, saying, "Oh, this is all a waste of time. It's too late for politics," and so on. And we've got people in the patriot community who were saying that as far back ago as, I don't know, 30 years ago, they were saying it's too late for politics. That solidarity that we gain in elections like this, those rallies in places like Fairhope, Alabama, where everybody shows up, all the patriots show up, Steve Bannon flies in, Nigel Farage flies in to Fairhope, Alabama. Are you kidding? Because what he's showing is solidarity. Well, this, when, if we have to go to Plan B, folks, the fact that we tried hard on Plan A is going to make Plan B all the much, much more likely to succeed, because we will have organized and gained solidarity as a family, as a race, as a people. We will go into Plan B having cemented that relationship, which is the key to the success of Plan B. So you know, even if Plan A is likely to fail in some countries, you need to invoke Plan A as strongly as you can, try as hard as you can. It mobilizes people. If they are defeated politically, there will be you'll have a nice, a very nicely organized and very angry population ready to shift over to Plan B. And, you know, Plan B is going to contain all kinds of different elements of white survival that all different ways of keeping the basic idea, keep our people, preserve our people on into eternity, in perpetuity. There has to be a 1,000-year future for our people. I mean, come on, are we a race that's going to last a couple hundred more years and then become like the, you know, the Bushmen of Africa or the Pygmies of Africa or the primitive people of Australia? No, we have to be the incredible, beautiful people that we've been for our entire history. And anyway, Laura, go ahead with your next thought, and then we're going to Karen in Maryland. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just equate the Judge Roy Moore election to the Battle of New Orleans. It's everybody look up the Battle of New Orleans and how we routed out the British. And we're routing these other people out now, too.
Yeah,
so,
and of course,
you.
Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you very much. Let's go to Karen in Maryland. Karen, what is on your mind this Sunday?
Okay, well, let me ask you a few things you might not be prepared for. It's fine if you're not. Maybe we can catch up with them next week.
Okay.
I've already asked you about a PAC expert, so we don't need to go there again because I'm still researching a few PACs to see whether they're in line with a mission that I'm looking for. But let me ask you, the party, the American Freedom Party, you're probably not expecting this. Does it offer credit union membership? And I guess what I mean by that is, I don't know if you know how credit unions are set up, but they have eligibility categories. And I wondered whether any credit union was set up to have the eligibility category of being an American Freedom Party member as a member for that credit union. Do you have any idea about that?
Karen, I have absolutely no idea whatsoever.
Okay.
I don't even know what to, I'm not even familiar with the concept. So now go to another question, please.
Okay. Well, no, I just think that, you know, patriots and right to lifers collectively have a lot of pull as consumers if they would pull their forces together. But anyway.
Okay, well, now just let me go to a broader, if you're talking about innovative or creative ways of, you know, funding and of, you know, networking and using our economic power. That's a great idea in general, just a broad idea. But when you're talking about a little political party like the American Freedom Party, that's, you know, that's like way over our head. And, you know, even something like the Republican Party isn't very skillful, as far as I can tell, at doing things like that. The most creative thing that people have come out with, but it's a double-edged sword, is the Political Action Committee that you refer to. The PACs are ways in which it has been made legal for people with lots of money or, substantial money to contribute much more than the allowed limits in election campaigns themselves. And but the double-edged sword is there that people like the Mercer family, Robert Mercer, who contributed heavily to Donald Trump, that's great, millions of dollars. Problem? George Soros, on the other side, contributed many millions more to the bad guys. So in a world of political action committees, you've got to make sure you use that. Otherwise, the George Soroses are going to are really going to hurt you. So we need to find the people with some money, get them to contribute to PACs that support the patriot causes. And, you know, Donald Trump is and the patriot Republicans are all over that. They're doing that. The little political parties, you know, like the Constitution Party and the American Freedom Party and the Libertarian Party, that's way above our head, Karen. I've never that isn't even in the discussion. But go ahead.
Wow. Okay. Well, the only other thing right now that I wanted to go over with you is I think that these are two untouched subjects. Is there some kind of a network existing that, okay, you know, in Maryland, I have a couple of things I'm trying to accomplish in my neck of the woods, and my policy is that I give my local legislators first dibs, and if they decline or there's been no action for 1 month, for 3 months, whatever the issue is, I simply move on. I put out an APB, so to speak, and I say, you know, where is a state, where is a county that this would be successful in? And I pass the legislative request on. As an example, I admit that, you know, prostitution has not ventured outside of Nevada, but, you know, prostitution is, you know, Nevada is open to prostitution, as an example, and we all know that, not the whole state. And, you know, they see it as an act between consenting adults. Not that I advocate for prostitution, I'm just pointing that out. So,
well, is that not, see, Karen, you say we all know that. I actually don't know that. Is prostitution illegal everywhere in Nevada?
No. My understanding is that, no, it's only in four counties, but I stand to be corrected on that from somebody in Nevada themselves. My understanding is that it's only in four counties.
Okay. Well, the moral of the story is?
Well, okay, I'm just saying that, I mean, if I thought that Nevada was open to doing something legislatively, I would make a request from one of my contacts in Nevada to go ahead and try it, and if it was unique, then it would make headlines and other places might consider adopting it, if you follow me.
Okay. Well, I sense that you're an innovator here and you're looking for, you know, new things and so on. I would recommend that there are some people who are doing a great job of organizing. Phyllis Schlafly, for example, bless her, you know, who died recently. Phyllis Schlafly, a great supporter of Donald Trump, she came up with great initiatives, and her Eagle Forum was huge. She was not working like in a small operation. She was working with a network of lots and lots of patriots. And that's a great way, you know, to get innovative legislation, smart. I'll give you an example of smart thinking. Somebody had a flash of insight in this recently passed tax cut that the Senate passed on Friday and which will go to reconciliation this week. And hopefully be passed this week. It'll be a tremendous boost up for patriots and for the country and for the Donald Trump train. Somebody had a brilliant insight, which is that there were two things that really killing two birds with one stone. They needed to repeal the Obamacare mandate, whereby just in an unbelievable a violation of our rights and our freedom and our Constitution and of everything else. The Obama administration had managed, as everybody knows, to make it mandatory that every citizen buy health insurance. And that if you didn't buy the health insurance, you would be heavily fined at tax time. This is insane. This is Stalinist. And yet it was the law. It is right now the law in America. So we had to get rid of the Obamacare mandate. And we need to greatly reduce our taxes. Somebody came up with thinking outside the box, came up with a great realization, which is that there was a budget office report that showed that if the Obamacare mandate were to be abolished, there would be a savings, I think it was, of $330 billion savings over a certain period of time, short period of time. What was the problem that the tax cut had is that the tax cut was looking like it would create too much of a deficit. There was an allowance, I think, for something like $1.5 trillion of deficit that could be created. It was over that amount. That was hurting and killing even the tax cut. So they needed to come. Somebody realized, I'm going to plug these two things together. I will include a repeal of the Obamacare mandate in the tax cut bill. The repeal will save $330 billion. That will make the deficit created by the tax cut smaller, enough so to enable the passage of the tax cut, and we get a twofer. We get a tax cut and a repeal of Obamacare. That was smart thinking, Karen. I think that's where you're going. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild,
rebuild America first. We're back, folks. Karen, if you're still with us, thank you for your thoughts and your questions. The point I'm making to Karen is that the whoever had the bright idea, I see Karen, you're out there trying to come up with bright ideas. Whoever came up with the bright idea, the brilliant idea of solving two problems with one solution, which is combine repealing the Obamacare mandate with the tax cut, that person saved the whole thing. Whoever it was, somebody at some point, somebody was sitting at a desk, the light bulb went off in their head, and they started telling people, and it spread like wildfire, and people realized that this person saved these two. This is incredible. If the tax cut didn't pass and we went into 2018 with no tax cut, ouch, that really hurts the Trump revolution. If the Obamacare mandate persists on into the future, this horrid, horrid traducement of our freedoms as white people, as Americans. I mean, this is so. John Nolte wrote a column. I don't have it in front of me. I should find it. John Nolte wrote a column on it. He said this is the most anti-American piece of legislation in memory. But if these two things persisted into 2018, this would be terrible. So this person, whoever came up with this idea, they really saved a lot. And that's using your brain. Let's see. Take a look at some other interesting things that are happening. Speaking of bright ideas, on Breitbart. Now, Breitbart is clearly signaling that they are not big fans of Jared Kushner. And they're not big fans of Ivanka Trump either. You know, for very good reasons. Jared is a liberal Democrat. So is Ivanka. At least they have been. And we didn't elect a liberal Democrat regime. That's not what we elected. And, you know, any family could have a variety of people, you know, bless their hearts with different political views. But if you elect one person from a family, you didn't thereby appoint all the other members of the family as high poobahs in the government. That's ridiculous. So, I mean, it's actually laughable that Jared Kushner and, you know, bless her heart, Ivanka, I'll be harder on Jared Kushner here because he's a man and he's not directly, he's not a blood relative of Donald Trump's. But it's silly. It's worse than silly for Jared Kushner to think he should somehow have sway in the government that we elected simply because he's Donald Trump's son-in-law. It was silly of him to think that he was one of the organizers or people, you know, doing things in the primary run. But that's, you know, you don't get credit for that. It was pretentious of him to take even that position. If you're a liberal Democrat, if you count among your friends Huma Abedin, yes, and Hillary and Chelsea, those are among your friends. Well, no, we did not elect you. Huma Abedin is on the wrong team, along with her husband, Anthony Selfie Wiener. So anyway, well, here's the interesting thing I've noticed. I don't know how this escaped my eye, but I finally noticed it, is that when they have an article about Jared Kushner or Ivanka, Breitbart is using, what's the right term, an emoji, a little image, a little icon of, for Jared, it's a guy with a crown on. And for Ivanka, she also has a crown on. And they're using this little emoji. Now, this is a little bit of, there's a biting quality to this. I'll talk about it right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back, folks.
What I love is...
And we've got a caller waiting on the line here. We'll get to him in just a moment. Wayne in Texas. But I want to fill in this interesting side note on Jared Kushner, that Breitbart, if you look at your Breitbart page, you'll see every time they mention Jared, on either side is a little emoji face with a crown. And whenever Ivanka's name goes up, on either side is a little emoji face. She also has a crown on. And this is in reference to the fact that apparently, some people in the White House refer to Jared and Ivanka as the royals, as if they regard themselves as sort of entitled by birth. You know, they're either step or blood relation to Donald Trump to somehow be entitled to some special treatment or influence. And of course, this is silly. And it's nepotism, and it's just a big giant mistake. And I think Donald Trump got suckered into going along with this. But anyway, it's interesting because Steve Bannon, of course, is a 100% solid supporter of Donald Trump, and his views are entirely Donald Trump's, which Jared's are not, and Ivanka's are not. So he is a 100. This is being done. This little bit of fun that's being made of Jared and Ivanka is not in any way mean-spirited. It's intended to be creative and helpful, and to in a friendly way make the point that Jared would make an excellent advisor to a Obama administration, but not to a Trump administration. And then there's this weekend there was a great event, which kind of underlines that point in a really comic way. It's not Breitbart that's making fun of Jared for his bad decisions and amateur, unwanted views. It's an Israeli-American billionaire, Chaim Saban, who had a Saban forum in Washington, D.C., I think this weekend, and he has an exchange. He had an onstage discussion with Jared Kushner. And here's the funny quote that you're going to love. Let me find it. I don't have the audio of this. I have the event in front of me, but I couldn't find this few seconds in this hour and 20-minute conversation. And here's what it says. Embattled White House. Here's the Breitbart article. Embattled White House senior advisor Jared Kushner made a rare public appearance Sunday, I guess that's today, to take part in a Q&A with Israeli-American billionaire mogul Chaim Saban. He's a media mogul at a forum in Washington, D.C., where Kushner was grilled over his efforts for Middle East peace. And he says, Kushner and Saban spoke at the Saban Forum event hosted by the Brookings Institution, entitled America First in the Middle East. Kushner has been tasked with leading the administration's efforts for peace in the Middle East, which has led to significant skepticism due to Kushner's background as a Manhattan entrepreneur. Saban appeared to share much of that skepticism. Now, get this quote, folks. You got to relish this. You know, Chaim Saban is, he's a very powerful Jew. Here's what he says to Kushner. I mean, this is devastating. I got to listen to the audio of this so I can hear the inflection in his voice. Saban, how do you operate with people who basically, with all due respect, a bunch of Orthodox Jews who have no idea about anything? What are you guys doing? Seriously, I don't understand this. I mean, oh my gosh. Kushner's comeback is this. I'll definitely say it's not a conventional team, a smiling Kushner responded. But Saban, as a fellow Jew, he's not going to mince words. It's, he's kind of talking shop in a way that, us non-Jews really couldn't talk about this on a stage with Kushner. I'll repeat it. It's so choice. And remember, for context here, Kushner is an Orthodox Jew, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the audience. And his wife, Ivanka, has converted to Judaism. I think that was probably necessary as part of the marriage deal. But she, converted. She adopted a new Jewish name, Yael, which I think is spelled Y-A-E-L. And she's raising her children, our president's grandchildren. I believe she's raising them as Jews. I'm sure she is. And so this connects with Saban's comment. Only a small number of small percentage, not very great percentage of Jews are Orthodox Jews. And for those of you familiar with all of this stuff, that's there are particularities to Orthodox Jew practice and so on that are different from Reform Jews and other Jews. But he says, how do you operate with people who basically, with all due respect, says Sabin, a bunch of Orthodox Jews who have no idea about anything? What are you guys doing? Seriously, I don't understand this. I can't imagine a more devastating comment. Kushner is so inarticulate. We get this, he says. My team deals every month with maybe three or four different issues that come up. And everyone says, this is the end if it doesn't work. And I tell my guys, we're not chasing rabbits. And my guys say, these aren't rabbits, these are elephants. These are big deal. So I say, well, that means they're slower, so we'll get to them after. This is very, can you make sense of that statement, folks? Rabbits, elephants, issues that come up with his team. It marked a very rare public appearance by Kushner. And then, of course, Kushner has other problems. Kushner has been under increasing scrutiny from FBI Director Robert Mueller's probe and so on. Who knows what's there? Who knows what's going on there? But we know from Kushner's record, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. His investment at 666 Fifth Avenue, shame on me. I was born on Fifth Avenue. Oh, my goodness. At Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital. His investment at 666, what an address, right? Fifth Avenue. He, I think, invested something like $1.5 billion of the Kushner money at the top of the real estate market right before the bottom dropped out. And I believe they're upside down right now to the tune of $1 billion on that building. And that is doom. That's financial doom. And I read a thing, an interesting, there was somebody gave a report on the fact that Kushner doesn't even have a permanent security clearance yet as an administration official. He still has a provisional security clearance. And this person who was writing this said, in the normal course of events, you know, to get a high security clearance, and of course he would be wanting the highest kind of security clearance, very high anyway, it's pretty darn strict. If you have things that could compromise you, you're not given that security clearance. It's denied. And being upside down to the tune of $1 billion makes you very, very vulnerable. For you to have high government power and a high security clearance while you are upside down $1 billion, oh my goodness. The temptation, the opportunity for corruption, I mean, it's simply too great. The conflict of interest is simply too great to give great power or great security clearance to such a person. You can't do it. And this was illustrated, you know, I mean, there are two really vivid illustrations of this. One was that there was some kind of a deal going on where some Chinaman was offering way too much money to buy into a Kushner enterprise, and somebody called him on that. That I think that went away, but that's how the corruption occurs. Somebody in China, realizing that a key person in the Trump administration is way, way in debt, bails him out. Guess what? Guess who owns who at that point? Yes. And then the other instance of that actually happened was the Kushner family was in China selling to Chinese condos. Kushner properties, investments, where you as a Chinese, you were told that if you invested $500,000 in a Kushner property, you would get a visa, I think they call it the golden visa, a golden visa which made it possible for you to become an American citizen and your family and your children and everybody else you want to drag along. So for a mere $500,000 invested in Kushner, Inc., you get this American citizenship deal that's worth to a Chinese many millions of dollars. Ooh. And that was actually happening at public promotions. And Jared Kushner was mentioned as part of the deal. Another reason you wanted to make the investment is that you are now getting connected to someone who really was close to the president of the United States. Ooh, ouch. Influence peddling. Ooh, selling influence. Oh, not good. Bad. Cancel security clearance. Ouch. Head for the exits. Not good. And that's a terrible story. And the judgment, the kind of judgment exercised by the Kushners in buying at the exact wrong moment this billion and a half dollar white elephant on Fifth Avenue, that same lack of judgment in some of the other suggestions that Kushner has made to Donald Trump, and that his family, looks like it's a family-wide lack of judgment, that's incredible what they were doing in China, trying to market Jared Kushner so that they can get $500,000 and greater money from Chinese. I mean, that, boy, that's bad. Well, Wayne, what do you think of them apples? Wayne in Texas.
Hello, James.
Yeah, yes, hi, James. What do you think? Yes.
Well, I felt for quite a while that Kushner is the weak link there, and he could maybe, if he's got any skeletons rattling around, that could be used as a lot of leverage by somebody against Trump. So hopefully he doesn't come to that.
Yeah, speaking of skeletons, now, none of us are responsible for the crimes and misdeeds of our relatives. That's for sure. You're judged on your own merits. But the Kushner family does have some crime problems. Jared's father went to jail. I'm trying to remember what the specifics were, but it was a big crime. He went to jail, and as part of that, in a compounding crime, the woman that dimed him out, that testified against him, putting him in jail, he himself personally located hookers, I think in New York City, to then go and do a honey trap with this woman's husband, which he then had videotaped. Gets how sleazy this is. This is his dad, Charles, I think his name is. His dad went out and found the hookers himself, got them to hook up with the husband of the woman who dimed him out. This is a revenge move, revenge. And he was caught doing this. Oh, and then he took the videotape of the, rendezvous with the hookers and sent them to the man's wife. Talk about nasty mafioso type tactics. That's really bad. And there was another Kushner, I think his uncle, the brother of his father, who also went to jail for crimes like that. And that particular crime, that's intimidating a witness. That's a big bad crime, intimidating a witness. That's a serious felony. So, Jared's not guilty of the crimes of his family, but, I was managing a building once, and the FBI came by to my apartment, and I said, come on in. And they said, well, we would like to ask you, Mr. Kelso, about a tenant, one of your tenants in this building. And they interviewed me for about 2 hours about a tenant. They wanted to know everything about her. And she just wanted a secretarial. She was applying for a secretarial type job in the White House. I think it might have been the Bush White House. I'm not sure which. I can't remember. It's been so long. But I do remember this vividly. You don't get the FBI sitting on your couch many times. Two guys, they wanted to know anything and everything about this girl who only wanted a secretarial job. My point being this, that in the days when security clearances are done correctly, they go over your life with a fine-tooth comb. I couldn't believe what they asked about this young girl who lived in my building. She, I didn't own the building, I managed it, but They wanted to know, has she been seen with any unsavory people? Does she use any drugs? Have you ever seen her inebriated? What kind of hours does she keep? Have you seen anything suspicious about her? Is there anything at all that's funny about her that doesn't quite make sense? I mean, it was like incredible detail. And I think if I'd said yes to any of those things, or, you know, they would have easily disqualified her for, you know, for tiny things like, you know, whatever, you know. She stays out too late, or she drinks too much. And so security clearance at one time was a very serious business. It really looks like it's gone to the dogs. You know, when you got a guy who's $1 billion upside down and he's got the highest, you know, he's, I like what Haim Saban says, don't have a clue. What are you guys doing? Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm going to come back to you, Wayne, in just a second. Okay. Thanks.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Here in our Sunday edition of the American Freedom Party Report, heading into what should be a tremendously good week for patriots, especially with the Uranium One deal should break wide open, according to Sean Hannity. It's coming. It's coming. He says, tick tock, tick tock. And I think the tick tock clock is going to strike here this week. And on the phone with us, Wayne in Texas. Wayne, it's your turn. What's up?
Okay. Well, the reason I was calling originally, and I probably won't have a lot of time to lay it out, is that the lady in Maryland was talking about maybe some legal victories to get a movement going. And I can't think of anything better than these reprobates in these cities, where the Steinle verdict was done, and criminal illegal alien was allowed to walk. And then you look at all the crimes in places like Texas, California, whatever. But the thing is, nobody is talking about prosecuting these city officials, whether it's the mayor, city manager, police chief, whoever, that are responsible for all this mayhem. And the main reason I say that is I believe they're all violating their oath of office. They're endangering public safety by letting these criminal illegals back on the streets. And most of all, they're violating Title 8, Section 1324, which is it's a violation of federal law to aid and abet an illegal alien. And to me, that's something that should be discussed in almost every talk show that wants to talk about illegal immigration. Why these people have some kind of immunity against this stuff is nonsense. And if you wanted to marry that to the other concept of people worried about illegal aliens scattering around the country, we need to talk about shutting off the benefits. And I'm talking Section 8 housing, the food stamps, the EBT cards, and some of these lump sum checks they get from the government. $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 they can get. And that's that's why they drive some of these Tahoes and Escalades and all that. So there's some concepts there that could be make people irate once they hear the truth about it. But again, we all get too caught up in other nonsense, and I think that's why there's so many of these sex stories are in the news now, just keeping everybody's focus shifted.
Well, so I think the sex stories are helping us very much. The left doesn't want those stories. But what you're doing right now, Wayne, is exactly what has to happen. You're building the fire. You're throwing logs on the fire. You just educated thousands of people, and that's what Donald Trump needs. He needs this educated army, as Michael Rivero says, a really educated, large, mass movement of us pushing hard, and then he can lead. There's not much. That's when he really gains power. Putting a mayor, indicting a mayor for violation, as you say, that's something he can't do solo. I mean, he could try it, but if we've got a mass movement, including the citizens of that city, then yes, we can make a really, really big pushback.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because again, how many federal laws are you allowed to break, or am I allowed to break? I mean, these guys are willfully, definitely breaking federal law, and they're thumbing their nose at the public, and the rest of the political process. If they can get away with this, we're in a banana republic.
Right. It's exactly. You're right. It's like Uranium One. The crime is so big, selling our uranium to Russia. The crime is so big, as in the sanctuary city crimes, that people don't see it. But thanks to you, people are seeing it, Wayne. People like you are mobilizing this army that could win in this battle. Thanks very
much,
Wayne.
Maybe AFP can jump on it. Get AFP on it.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, folks. We'll see you all again tomorrow night from 9 to 10 Eastern Time.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.